Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mindset and Manifesting Podcast. Today, I want to talk about alchemy. And this was brought about just because of the experiences and stuff that I have been having recently on my journey of awakening and how things are coming back around to my awareness regarding energy, frequencies, things like that. Now, if any of you have followed my YouTube channel or my blog, I've mentioned on many occasions that I steer clear of watching the news, paying too much attention to the news as much as possible. Now, on my work computer, when I turn it on, well, I say work computer, I have a full-time job, and I also, of course, have my brand as well. So when I turn on my desktop that I use for my full-time day job, it automatically pulls up MSN. Of course, the news is there. So I don't go into depth reading articles and stuff like that. I'll kind of skim over the page sometimes. And what I've realized is if I see a headline once and then I go back in the days after and I skim down the page just when I turn on my computer, I will see the same types of stories. Now, if I don't do that for a couple of days or a week or so, those types of stories disappear. I also do not give too much attention or too much energy to what I see in the news. I don't engage in conversation with other people regarding the news or politics or, you know, any like headlines and things like that. And if I see those things on social media, so, you know, if there are individuals within my feed who are posting successive, not excessive, but successive, like continually for days, posting this things that are happening in the news or, you know, with how, like COVID or anything like that, vaccines, politics, I will unfollow for a period of time, so that I don't feed into the narrative of what is seemingly going on in the world. And by not paying too much attention to that stuff, giving energy to it and feeding into those narratives, I am alchemizing things within my awareness and my 3D reality. Just like, going on to YouTube and watching certain types of videos, I am very careful of what I pay attention to. I don't pay attention to drama. I don't pay attention to mindless, but things that don't have substance or that don't fit into my life, that don't have anything to do with my experience of learning and growth and expanding in consciousness. There's a lot of stuff out there, but by not paying attention to it, that is a way to alchemize things. So you shift the energy within your awareness, within your consciousness and consciousness as a whole, especially with the news and politics and things like that, and because there are some horrific things in the news. But when you don't feed into the narrative and you're able to look, just observe things as they are, understand them for what they are, which is just a headline, something that, you know, these things that are happening have been created as a purpose, as part of our experience in this human body on this earth. But when we don't feed that energy, because it's all energy, again, we alchemize it, right? And then as we begin to alchemize things that do not truly serve our expansion, consciousness, right? Our individual expansion, then we can shut off, I don't want to say, so shut off the link that, the link to that thing, that energy, we begin to change it. I'm hoping that's the best way to describe it. As I have shifted my state of awareness in regards to certain things like the news, etc., and even back when I, you know, was dealing with anxiety and depression, and sitting on the couch sometimes or in bed and just playing programs on the computer all day or watching TV all day, I no longer do that. So that my energy has shifted, you know, or it did long ago, several years ago, out of that state. So I'm realizing now that I can alchemize things within my reality, shift the energy. And in shifting the energy, not only do I raise my own level of awareness and shift in consciousness, shift my state, but it has an effect on consciousness as a whole. And this idea of energy and frequency is fairly new in the way that is resonating with me, because up until probably maybe 4 months ago, I hadn't given it much thought. You know, obviously I was introduced to it back in like 2017, really when I began really studying law of attraction using affirmations, which aided in me getting out of the state of anxiety and depression. And then of course my journey has continued. I found Neville Goddard's teachings in 2019. And I started having all of these experiences, mystical experiences, visions. I am now, over the past probably month and a half, I have been introduced to my guides, which are just divine beings that are part of the overall consciousness. They are part of the Elohim. And I'm starting to have those experiences, right? But again, especially within the past week, there has been another noticeable shift in my energy and my being, in the, how to explain it, my thinking, I guess you could say. Just, I feel more open and more free to just allow things as they are and to just observe. Even in my own life, not just the world as a whole, in news or, you know, videos up on YouTube that pop up, you know, for random reasons, seemingly, although there are no coincidences, and not giving energy, not reacting to certain things. And there's been a huge shift in my inner state of being. So we can alchemize things by how the energy of things, the energy within our lives, by how we observe things and how we react and whether we feed into things or not. So if we can get to that point of really just observing things as they are and understanding, they're all part of the experience. They are part of our experience. And there are certain global things that are part of the experience of consciousness as a whole here on planet Earth, which in and of itself is a consciousness. I honestly had not planned on this particular topic today, but I just felt the need, the urge, the calling, not like a deep, deep pull, but just in a relaxed state to share this information with you, to encourage you not to be fearful, put off by the, or not, put off is not a good word, not to be fearful or anxious of things that you are observing in your life or globally, because you can choose how you react to those things and the meaning you give to the various things that you observe. If you can be non-judgmental about things, if you cannot feed into the energy of negative things and just observe, you have an effect on the energy of that thing and the energy of consciousness as a whole, because we are all one. And although the effects may not be obvious, right, of the alchemizing that you are performing by just observing and not feeding into various narratives of things, and you may not be able to see the results visibly right now within your 3D awareness, but eventually there will be a larger shift and you'll be able to see those changes and stuff. So, all right. Anyway, that is all I wanted to share with you guys today. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode, and I will see you next time. Bye now.